Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Once again, I have failed to make Forbes magazine's annual list of the 400 richest Americans. It's been out for a while, but I keep hoping that a rebound in my IRA or a Mega Millions lottery payoff will force a revision. Oh well. My long and very American obsession with wealth has prompted some unsettling realizations about our democracy. Lately, it's raining billionaires. On the first Forbes list in 1982, only 13 people were worth more than a billion. Now, all of them are. In fact, the U.S. has 735 billionaires. We're minting a new Elon Musk, Bill Gates, or Jeff Bezos almost every week. They become our celebrities, role models. Many of the new super rich are from the tech industry, finance, real estate, even though stock and property prices have faded lately. But today's billionaires seem to thrive no matter what. That's because assets tend to appreciate over time. It's no accident. If money can't buy happiness, it can buy lobbyists and politicians. In the current election cycle, 30 rich folks contributed at least $10 million each to political groups. In 2020, only three did. Most big donor money goes to Republicans nowadays. They, in turn, help ensure taxes remain low, antitrust enforcement weak, business lightly regulated, property protected. Not surprisingly, inequality in America is growing. 5 years ago, the richest 1% of us had 38% of total wealth. Today, nearly 70%. Economists say inequality inhibits overall economic growth. It also offends our sense of fairness, breeds resentment, divides us. Just look at this election. Better yet, let's look beyond it. To help restore fairness in American life, we need to raise the top marginal rates for income and estate taxes to their pre-Ronald Reagan levels. We need to close tax loopholes, expand education, stop bankrupting people with medical costs. We should guarantee childcare so both spouses can have incomes. The wealth of most families is in their houses, so let's change zoning and construction rules to make starter homes more affordable. Pro-wealth measures like these could pay for themselves in tax revenue. They'd also make sure more kids have a shot at growing up to become a billionaire, including mine, though I still hope to get on that list before they do. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.